Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Redson. I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're also on the clock. We've got a lot of action tonight. Full slate of NBA basketball, college basketball, a couple of NHL games. LouGamblou.com steps up and in. We're talking Super Bowl 55. We're going to break down all of the trends, some of which Cam will like, some of which he will discount as meaningless. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? Yeah, we had a full slate on the rubber with the ice, the galvanized pucks. Tonight, it's your wheelhouse with the NBA. Hopefully, we can get some winners. Looking at a couple props, too. Morenci, I know your portfolio is going to be filled tonight with tons of action all over the board.
Props. Yeah, props. I've got more props than Carrot Top. I've got more props. You're nothing but a prop comic. Where's the skill? Yeah, that's right. I got more props than Carrot Top, but a lot of NBA basketball props. A lot of Super Bowl trends as well. Countdown to the Super Bowl is on. I look forward to Lou from Gamblou.com's take. We've been going over the stupidity and the craziness of Tom Brady's career and how long he's been doing this, his 10th Super Bowl right now. You know what's unbelievable right now? Tom Brady is now playing a Super Bowl during his fourth presidential administration. His fourth presidential administration. Some of these guys went 8 years, man. His first four Super Bowl appearances happened while George W. Bush was the president. His fifth and sixth Super Bowl appearances happened when Barack Obama was the president. His seventh, eighth, and ninth appearances happened when Donald Trump was the president. And his 10th appearance is with Joe Biden as the president. How about this one, Ken? Every one of LeBron James's points, all of Alex Ovechkin's goals, and every one of Michael Phelps's gold medals have all happened after Tom Brady won a Super Bowl.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's craziness. I saw the poll question too. How many beers has Cam had since Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl? We got to break down that math. It's a lot of beers.
That is correct. That is the poll question. See, I'm putting everything in a historical context. What has happened since? What's happened since then? And it's crazy, actually. The Seattle Seahawks were still in the AFC when Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl. The Seattle Seahawks were still in the AFC, and I still had hair. I still had hair when Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl. So the GTD poll question of the day, how many beers has Cam Stewart drank since Tom Brady's first Super Bowl win? How many beers has Cam Stewart drank since Tom Brady's first Super Bowl win? The options are 500. 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 or more.
Oh, so it's no brainer. 5,000 or more. That's low end.
Yeah. Well, we're going to break it down. We're going to break it down. We're going to get your guesstimation. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart is Game Time Decisions, and we have a lot of Game Time Decisions to make. I've got 9 basketball props, and that's just basically for the first rush of games. We're locked and loaded this evening. We're going to have a couple of NBA sides for you. We've got 9 props that I've got circled already right now, and we're going to add a couple of more props before we're done. We've got 2 NHL games. We'll have some golf picks. We've got a bunch of Super Bowl trends and breakdowns for you. But I think the most interesting part of this show today is our poll question. I don't always do a poll question, but today I thought of this. I was like, man, I wonder how many beers Cam has drank since Tom Brady first won a Super Bowl. Through 4, Tom Brady's first Super Bowl win was 4 presidents. And it's pretty crazy. From George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and now Joe Biden. So we've asked people, how many beers do you think Cam has drank since Tom Brady first won the Super Bowl? What do you think, Cam? So like I said, so 500, that's a little light, obviously, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a little light. I was, you know, I didn't want to insult you. I was trying to be
no,
nice.
It's okay.
I want to start at 1,000.
I don't mind, but I've almost had 500 beers since Joe Biden's been president. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's really low end. I'm gonna say, if who's ever out there, like, old man and the real smart guy. So let's just say I average on a light end, let's say a case a week, okay? 24 beers a week for that long. How much would that be over time?
You drink more than that.
That's a lot of beer.
You drink more than that.
That's low end.
You drink more than you drink. So listen, 6 beers a day, 6 beers a day is 2,190 beers a year.
It's a lot of beer. Yeah. I average probably over. Yeah, my indulgences, weekends. You got to double the numbers. Yeah, let's just say, let's average it out to be nice. Let's just say days I take off, 8. Let's go 8. And then we work out the math. I think that's a fair representation over time.
What, 8? 8. 8 a day? 8 a day?
Yeah, there's days I don't drink. Some days I have 20 beers, though, or 25 or something like that, right? So I think it's like, it's kind of all over the place, right? So I think 8's a fair number. Like, I don't drink every day. I'm not some kind of like booze bag, right, but I like to indulge.
Well, I'm going to have to adjust the number up from 2,190 then. Game time decisions continue.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports. Just know about them. Keep it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. Continues game show edition today. We're guessing how many beers Cam has drank since Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl. Man, if we threw in the Chronic as well, we could have a poll question. How many football fields has Morenci smoked since Tom Brady? I gotta believe like stadiums, bro.
Stadiums. Yeah. Oh, big time.
Think about it, Cam. So listen, we're going to get to the picks and props and stuff. We're going to get to this one. So
great show.
So 6 beers a day, it's pretty much an average. So, you know, look, it's about 32 beers a week. 7 times 6.
Yeah.
42 beers a week. 42 beers a week. That's about accurate, right? You know, in the grand scheme of things.
I used to be way worse than that, but I'm a lot better now. So over time, that's a good average. Yes. Very good.
So that's 2,190 beers a year. Now let's times this times 19 years. All right. That's
39,000 almost. Oh God.
It's a lot.
And what's a beer cost? $2 a beer, let's say from a case. It's usually more than that for the, sometimes I get the premiums. Wow, that's like $78,000 just down the tubes. That's in beer alone.
You've drank about 40,000 beers. 40,000.
Yeah.
40,000. So think about it. Yeah. So dear God, yeah, if you averaged, let's say you're right, about $2 a beer, that's $82,000.
You're gonna make me cry. What about vodka and wine? We haven't even got to the other stuff. Like I plowed bottles of red wine for dinner. Oh geez.
Whiskey, gin. I didn't mean this, Cam. I'm sorry. Cam's realizing. Think of the money. Like you added up. Think of it for like, dude, alone and empties. Alone and empties. Like I said, like honestly, how many empties? Like last time I was in Cam's kitchen, it looked like the stock room of a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, the last time I went.
Like if somebody broke into your house, the most valuable thing like they could steal would be your bottle collection, I think.
It's a good point. Yeah. Like I had this,
like your TV, I had the steam whistles.
Yeah.
Like, no, yeah, like they're up to the ceiling. Like the most money that you have in your house is like you're sitting. It's like you're like groundskeeper Willie. It's like his retirement grease. Cam's got like his retirement grease.
You're right though. Last time it was getting really dirty, and Lisa's coming over. I go, you know what? I actually got to like take the bottles back, Gabe. It took me a whole day just to get them in the car. Like you've seen the piles that I have. Like I made about 29 trips down the stairs. I'm grabbing like empty like wine bottles and stuff. I think my haul at 10 cents a bottle was $72. Like I walked in, that's a pretty good haul. Like you can go grocery shopping and stuff. That's pretty good. Okay. $72.
So that. Yeah, but think about it. And yeah, listen, I don't want to freak you out, but this is getting into like George Best type territory. Like if you think about it, that's just beer. We're being conservative. That doesn't include like sporting events, $20 a beer, bars. How many times have you been in a bar, chicken wing nights? Like, you know, vodka, wine. You add it up. We're talking like you probably spent about $500,000 on alcohol.
Hate to admit it. When I worked at Shoeless Joe's and the Ponies, part of the pay was I got less pay, but I got open bar. So yeah, you can knock a couple more back there. Like and shots. I used to do shots with the owner like every night. You're right, Morenci. Like we'd be millionaires if we didn't drink and smoke. Like we'd be loaded. Even if we lost every bet from now until eternity, we'd still have money.
I thought about that too. Imagine
this is depressing.
Instead of every bet that we've made. We took that money and we bought Bitcoin we just bought stock every time. Grand Canyon, Bitcoin, just stock, different things, stock. You know what? I'm getting started crying. We'd be millionaires.
I know we would.
Like, I'm not lying. Like we'd be not just millionaires. Like I'd be living like, you know what I mean? On a penthouse overlooking the ocean type thing.
Like, you live on a golf course. We'd be living like, on golf courses.
$18 million. I'm getting freaked out right now. Between the booze, the weed, and the gambling, a lot of money left on the table.
Yeah. I talked to a lot of people, and they're like, "Wow, Cam, you got your house like 15 years ago. You're still working on your mortgage?" And I go, "Yeah, you got a problem? Oh, mine was paid off like 7-8 years ago." I'm like, "Yeah, you don't gamble and drink." You know, that's just the start of it, right? It's like, wow, Morenci, this is a real wake-up call here. But hey, we're employed to do a gambling show. Nothing's going to change, buddy. Exactly.
I'll never forget. I was walking down the street once years ago. This is, you know, many, many years ago, of course. I had an envelope. I was going to meet somebody that I owed $2,300 to. I owed him $2,300. Yep. Walking down the street, I have an envelope for $2,300. You can't make this up. Walking down the street, and there's a van, and it says van for sale, $2,200. And I sort of stopped, and I looked, and I said, well, I don't want this van. But then I thought, Cam, how many vans have I lost over the years?
Dude, a lot.
I'd be like a car lot king. Imagine like if all I bought was vans. I'd be like, you need to buy a van. I come to Van Man Morenci. Oh, Van Man. Yeah, he's got 3,000 vans. Got 8,000 vans. Yeah. They're like, how many vans have I lost over the years, bro?
Oh, I've lost quite a few.
Like, We should be living in gold houses right now.
We should be. Yeah, we should be. What can we do, buddy? I'll tell you one other thing, too. It's the same thing. I remember the time, you know the guy, too, back in the envelope days. He had a family, right? He's like, Cam, I got to change my cars. And I owed the guy, like, the same thing. He basically, like, told me, like, I bought a minivan for him and his family. I think I put his kid through school. Yeah, we've done a lot for other people, not necessarily ourselves.
We've what a poll question. We got to change the subject. Kyle Hamburg in Atlanta says, -380, Cam pops a beer during the next commercial break.
I'm going to.
So depressed.
you got me, Kyle. You got me. For the first time, it's not the 8:28 depression. Why don't we just do it at 6:18 today and get it over with?
I'm sorry. We did not. This was not the intention of this.
No, it's awesome. It's a good wake-up call.
I've got a Super Bowl poll / trend that you'll like. You're going to like this one, Cam. As somebody that's betting on Tampa Bay, as you are, right? As you are. The team with the worst record in the Super Bowl is 12-2 the last 14 times.
I like that trend. Nice.
You like that trend?
Huh? Excellent 12-2. Trend.
That's not a trend, though. That's like, there's something to it.
I agree. Like that,
yeah, last year, San Francisco actually had a better record than Kansas City did.
Good point. I got to tell you, you're bringing a lot to the table today, man. Like, you blew my mind with that beer, like, over time. Like, I don't think, you're right. Like, imagine we just did, like, one thing. We bought, you're right, Grand Canyon stock or something, but... Oh, geez, man. Hey, we wouldn't be the people we were if we didn't, like, live the lifestyle we do, right? Right? You like football fields. I like rivers and oceans. What can you do? And the Sports Grid people like the show that we bring to them on a regular basis. So it'd be nice if we had more money, though. I'm not going to lie. I could really – that would be a real nice step for the next step in our life.
We're George Best, the famous British soccer player, Cameron. I don't know if you know George Best.
Yes, I do. One of the best.
Yeah, he was great, but yeah, he was also a serious partier, right? Like, serious. Yeah. And his famous line was, I spent millions of dollars on women and booze. The rest of my money I wasted.
That's a great line. That's a great line.
Yeah, I spent millions on women and booze. He goes, the rest I wasted.
That's awesome.
All right, I'm gonna bring in a guy right now that's much more disciplined than me and Cam are. Lou, CamBlue.com joins us.
SportsGrid.com, betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Get on the grid. Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, digital video networks and platforms, apps and everything else in between as well. So listen, we've got three games coming up at 7 o'clock in the NBA. Detroit and Cleveland, Sacramento, Orlando, Indiana, Charlotte. We got props for all of them. We're going to get to them. Our boy Wayne Ellington, unfortunately, the secret is not a secret anymore. Yeah. It's up to 3.5 right now. We were getting a free pass with 2.5 3-point shots, up to 3.5 right now, albeit at plus money. Can Jeremy Grant get back on the gravy train? We've got a couple of props in the Orlando game for you, and we've got a couple of props in the Indiana-Charlotte game for you as well. Let's bring in Lou right now, gamblu.com. Stepping up, and then as the countdown of the Super Bowl is on, and we apologize, Lou. I know you're a very busy man, and we're cutting into you watching the Andy Griffith Show right now. But thanks for joining us.
I'll tell you what, My wife comes in and sees I'm watching it for the 6 bazillionth time, and she just takes a U-turn and leaves. She's had enough of me. But I'm ready to talk some sports. I wish I could contribute to NBA or college basketball with you gentlemen. I know you touch them all. I'm watching a little bit more hockey than I normally do, but still not being very active with it. But I'm getting ready for hockey by watching a little bit earlier this year.
All right, so let's get down to business with the Super Bowl here, Lou. And I'm just talking about some trends. We have next week. You don't have to give a pick now for the Super Bowl if you've got something, or if you, you know, share your thoughts. And I'm curious to see how you approach the Super Bowl. Do you, you know, you're such a disciplined man. So I'm willing to bet, though, that you sort of loosen up on Super Bowl Sunday. I could picture you as somebody as part of a Super Bowl square contest or something like that. But here are some trends. And, you know, some of these are dumb. Some of them are actually substantial here, all right? So teams that have worn the white jersey have won 13 of the last 16 Super Bowls. Cam, you buy into that? Does that mean anything to you?
No. Couldn't care less about the jersey. No, that it sounds nice and all, but I like the other one that you talked about before Lou came on with the winning record. That's something I could buy into. That stat was fantastic. But the team, what is it, Gabe? What is it, though? Team who had a worse record wins more, correct?
When it's the Super Bowl, though, people like to, you know, look at every different angle. The white jersey stuff, I think that's just a weird anomaly. You can't actually bet on, like, well, the team with the white jerseys won. I know basically Tom Brady has won. That's, you know, that, and another thing is, too, I talked about this last night. Me and Merrill broke it down. You look at Super Bowl betting trends and stuff, it's really skewed, Lou. They're Tom Brady or they New England Patriot betting trends. They've been in 9 of the Super Bowls, right? In recent memory. But this something is something substantial. The team with the worst regular season record is 12-2 in the last 15 Super Bowls. The one exception was New England and Philadelphia both had identical records. They were both 13-3 and when they faced off against each other. But I do buy into this. There's something, you know, and, you know, team with the worst regular season record, 12-2 in the last 15 Super Bowls. And also another interesting one, the team with less Super Bowl experience. So people always talk, oh, Super Bowl experience, Super Bowl experience. The team with fewer Super Bowl experience players have won 9 of the last 14 Super Bowls. I find that to be interesting as well. But, Lou, what's your initial opening opinion on Super Bowl 55?
That it's going to be a great game, that the quarterback matchup is going to be what drives betting. And there should be some great action on this game. When you get into the brass tacks of the game, I think that, Le'Veon Bell's coming back. Yeah, AB is going to come back. And there's going to be some nice other little shiny little toys to play with. But here's what I concern myself with the most, and that is both offensive tackles for the Chiefs, the starting offensive tackles, will not be playing in this game. And anyone that does not handicap that as a facet and a great advantage to Tampa is really doing themselves a disservice. It's early. I want to, like Mahomes, to knock off Brady. I'm a guy that likes to see the up-and-comer achieve. However, they're betting Kansas City already like they have the next day's sports page. And I can see myself when this gets to 3.5 probably playing Tampa Bay. I haven't made any bets yet, except I did make a pretty good bet at the opener 57. I went under. I do believe this game goes under. Again, I think that correlates to some extent with Tampa Bay.
LouGamblew.com with us. So I talked about the team with the worst record in the regular season. It's 12-2 in the last 15, with the exception, of course, of the Eagles and the Patriots, who had identical records. Cam, you're going to like this one as well. And Cam's the best, Lou. Cam, like, discounts trends is meaningless unless they're on the team that he's betting on. And then he's like, oh, right. I like that. I like that trend. But since 1990, when the teams, there's a rematch of a regular season game, Cam, and Lou in the Super Bowl. And, of course, this is a rematch. Kansas City beat them by 3 points earlier this year. The team that lost in the regular season is 5-2 in the Super Bowl.
I love it.
I would just like to say about trends that they're more than meaningless. But I equate it, and I've used this before maybe with you, Gabriel, is driving a car, okay? Driving a car, you use a windshield. It's nice and big because you need a panoramic view of where you're going. That's handicapping. And when you're driving a car, there's a rear view mirror there, and it's small. It's this size, but it's important, and you need it. That's what trends are. You need to know them, but it's a rear view mirror. And if you're going to do your handy, if you're going to drive using the rear view mirror, you're going to get in a wreck. And so trends are just, they're just a component of my handicapping. That for me, there's a lot of ways to win, but if you bank all on trends or you're Mr. All Analytics, if you're Mr. All and everything, you're Mr. Missing the Boat, if you want my humble opinion.
The thing is, I think people have a problem differentiating between sort of trends and sort of facts, right? Like, you know, a good example is, you know, is this a trend? Underdogs are 4-1 the last 5 Super Bowls when a male performer does the halftime show. Like, that's the stupidest thing. Like,
that's dumb. Yeah, that's straight up stupid. Yeah,
throw that out the window. That's just,
But Gabriel, you're quoting me.
Six of the last 9 Super Bowls have been won by an underdog. That's not a trend. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. Point spreads don't matter in this. That's not a trend. That's a fact. There is historical, but I get Lou in the big picture. It's just another tool. But you know the fact that the team with the worst record is one. You know, the fact that the Heisman Trophy winner never wins, there are patterns, and it's not randomness. There's something to it at times. I would look at why are teams 9-5 right now with less experience? I think, Cam, personally, hunger matters. I think you get teams, man, you're hungry as hell. Teams that haven't been, like people talk about media week and all this crap. No, you've got guys that are desperate to get a damn ring. That haven't played in a Super Bowl before.
9-5. That's 14. We've had 55 Super Bowls. Give me some data. That's such a short database.
Lou, the Super Bowl totals used to be 33. It doesn't matter what happened in the 70s. We look at now. Like right now, the AFC is the better conference. That's not a trend.
I'm just trying to help you.
I don't need your help, Lou. I'm not trying to, I'm not betting blindly. Oh, this trend, so we're going to bet this. But the fact is, the AFC, there's a reason why the AFC's won 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls. They're the better conference, Lou. Is that a trend or is that a fact?
They've had the better teams. It's game by game. This game has no bearing. Nothing that's happened in 55 years will have bearing on this game. This is going to be its own game.
Well, of course, obviously. But when you talk about past fights, what does a past fight have to do with any fight that you break down in the future? What's the difference?
When you tell us underdogs
are 33-72, what difference does that make then, Lou? It's irrelevant. It means nothing. If this means nothing, then that means
I happen to disagree with that, but okay, and I don't think you can draw the comparison, but okay. All I'm trying to tell you is this game needs to be judged all by itself. And if you're going to tell me something that's happened 6-2 in the last 8 years, okay, that's great. But I don't use that information. It's probably great for a lot of people, but it means nothing to me. And that's just the way I do it. I'm sure I'm wrong, but that's just the way I do it. To trends and that kind of data is interesting to chew on, and it's part of the overanalyzation, as far as I'm concerned. Listen, you got two football teams going to play here. We just need to keep it simple.
I want to ask a simple question. I'm not doing it to argue with you, but what is the difference then with your MMA past data than this? When you talk about, well, you know what? You know, the underdogs are this, and you tell us this stuff all the time. What is the difference then? Like, and it's the same thing. You know, what is the difference of one Brazilian, like when we used to talk about it? Oh, the Brazilians win 62% of the time.
Aren't we talking about the Super Bowl?
We all know, but you didn't answer the question, Lou. You never answer. You just go, oh, well, it's different.
Well, I got 10 seconds. I have 10 seconds.
On the other side. You never answer the question. You go, oh, that's
I need to know what the question, what is the question?
Why is your MMA data different than any other sports data? It's a simple question.
Took you long enough to get here, Sporto. Now that you've found us, keep it right here for sports news you can use. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Decisions continues. All right, we're fired up like we usually do. Yes. It's like every second Wednesday, though. Not every week. Like every
you and Lou, it's like the family. It's like the family dinner. You know, you get together and you have a really nice family dinner, and then sometimes your uncle makes a wisecrack about you. Say, yeah, your kid's a real brat. You go, oh yeah. You really think so? How's your kids doing? You want to dance? Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I get it.
You don't believe that's
get
the trend.
Scotch.
That's our trend, Lou, that we argue every 2 weeks. That's the trend.
Oh, that's, but you know what? That's a trend you can count on.
And no, it's all a good love. Lou loves it. Exactly. We love it. We love to spar here, right? It's like we're sparring.
Good, clean fun.
Yeah, I said, Lou, and like I said, I'm not trying to be confrontational, but a best example, and it's up to me to explain myself better, too. But the best way of putting it, Lou, is, and I said the same thing you and I talked about. Remember when we came out of the pandemic with the UFC? Remember, Kim? I was in quarantine with Kim, actually. Remember, guys, the first four cards or whatever, the main event, the underdog won.
Underdog won. That's true.
Like, damn, man, plus 250. Oh, not this time. Plus 350. Not this time. It's not going to. And boom. Kept happening. It was like four times in a row. And I remember saying, Lou, at the time, it was driving me crazy. Because I sort of, I'm more of a trend better than you are, right? But, and I don't put all of it, Lou. I take everything as well. But it was driving me crazy in the UFC, Lou. Because at the time, I'm like, man, I see all these bozos talking about how the underdog has won three times in a row in the main event, but I like the favorite. And I kept losing with the favorite. But every fight is different, Lou, as I know, right? I'm like, man, because the favorite lost last Saturday doesn't mean the favorite's going to lose on Wednesday again. Or it doesn't mean the favorite's going to lose on Saturday, but the favorite did. So that was a trend, Lou. Small sample size. And all we have in sample size really is the now. Right?
Exactly.
Is the now.
Right? I agree. And let's look at the NHL example that we use, right? So basically we're following this. Teams win. Now they're series like baseball. Team to win the first game. Do you come back second game? Last night we played both. It went 1-1. The Jets came back as a dog to beat Edmonton, but the Leafs beat Calgary when I like Calgary in that game following that trend. But Gabe, you're right. 30 games have been played with this so far. It is 20-10. That's a pretty good trend. Like that's something that I could take to the bank and say, you know what? If the second game, this team is doing this and winning at a 20-10 clip, that's a good way to make money. That's a good trend.
And the And the way I would attack that is that when they said stand up, I sat down, and that would, and by that I mean I would start to look when it's 20-10 for the correction, because my feeling would be that the bookmakers aren't going to let that end up at the end of the year 50-20. It's going to be 25-25, and so I would look to go the other way. But that's just how I interpret the trend move based on how you interpret it. There's no right and there's no wrong. There's just different interpretation.
The only time I ever fell for a trend, Lou, and I will admit it, I talked myself into believing that the Broncos were going to win the Super Bowl because it was Year of the Horse.
I've done that one before.
I fully admit it. Like, no, Lou, like, I was in, bro. I was living in Vegas even, right? So I got suckered into all the Chinese superstitions of gambling with everything. I didn't touch $50 bills. Like, you know, you name it. Like, I started to pick up all the habits. Like, I remember I got the cage once. They started handing me 50s. And I'm like, no. Buddy even looks at me. He goes, you know, you're not Chinese, huh?
Exactly.
The old Italians won't take 50s. You won't ever see it.
Yeah,
you don't see an old Italian guy walk around. They'll never carry 50s, never. Never.
Yeah, when I dealt with my old guy and gave him the envelope, he's like, what's with the 50s? He goes, it's brown ones or green ones or purple. He goes, I'd rather have like 40 purple ones. Like, I don't know what it is with 50s. Like, I got no problem with them. Like, it's not a bad bill. It's a good bill. You do a lot with a 50.
It's considered a curse.
Why that?
I don't know. I don't know.
We got to get to the bottom of that. We got to get to the bottom of that trend, because that's stupid. A $50 bill is perfect. You get so many things with it. It's a great number. It's higher than 20, less than 100. It's nice. Anyway, Marenzi, we're going to figure this out.
I don't know where we got off on this.
meaning for purchasing things. It's a good number. Like, you know, when you go to the store and you give somebody 100, they're like, come on, jerk. You know what I mean? They got to make change. But 50's good. You get things done and then you get the right proper change. It's a great bill. Perfect.
I'd like to see a transcript of this conversation. We're not charging $60. We're trying to.
Yeah, we better not be.
I said $20 too. But I do agree with you, Lou. I do agree. And I always say this too. And that's why I got mad about the weather, though. Hey, Mr. Weatherman, we're talking about the weather. Yeah. And I say the same thing. The weather won't matter. The weather won't matter. It always comes down to, Lou, very simple. The damn players on the field, bro. The players on the field and generally the trenches. And Tampa are where they are right now. Great offensive line play and dominant defensive line play. It's not new. These guys only give up 80 yards a game on the ground all year. They're really tough. Now they're just healthier. They implode your pocket. The offensive line has done a nicer job, good job, protecting Brady. And they've got the ground game going right now. But as you stated, Lou, you look. So Schwartz has been out. Now you got Fisher out. Laurent Tardif is in Montreal right now as a doctor. That's three guys who were on the offensive line last year for the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl that aren't there now. And, you know, you talked about it, Lou. The Packers dodged some bullets and their old line, they did a good job, and then finally it caught up to them against Tampa. The difference is, though, man, Patrick Mahomes, bro, he's so tough to get, Lou. And it's not just that he can take off, but you know what I mean? Like, it's the side angles, and he can make plays from different angles, sort of like a fighter, that no one can do. I've heard D-line say that. They're like, it's not that he's so fast. It's that you think you have him, and then somehow he throws it sidearm or whatever in between this angle, or he'll throw it back the other way. He's really, really difficult to contain. And Andy Reid's a great play caller. It really is. It's like a fight, Lou. It's a great matchup. I think you can make an argument for both teams.
I actually couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, we have to really dig into minutiae, and I couldn't agree more with it. This is about players, coaching, and decisions. This game's going to come down to and on the one side, really, you have kind of the gambling side, which is Arians and Bowles on defense. They're both a little bit risky, and they're gamblers. And then on the other side, you got Andy Reid, who is going to dial up mismatches. Listen, that first game against Tampa, Tyreek Hill killed him. And so now I would look for Tampa to react to Tyreek Hill, and therefore now we have to look for a guy like this. Did you see what Nicole Hardman did last game? I mean, that kid is almost fast and explosive as Tyreek Hill. Kansas City's got a lot of toys and a lot of options. I just think the reaction to Mahomes' toe that could still be lingering a little bit in those two tackles is going to have to be some kind of rhythm offense where Mahomes really gets rid of the ball quickly and they have to try and run a little bit, I would think. But overall, I'm not really into the specifics of the game. Right now, I'm still relishing in how exciting it's going to be. And I will just bring this up. If you remember the playoff game against New Orleans, the New Orleans special teams return man really torched Tampa. Tampa's special teams are 26th in the NFL. And after the playoffs, if you add their playoff performance in special teams, they're now 27th. Meanwhile, Kansas City's was 17th, and if you add their playoff special teams numbers, they're 8th. So that could be a very big tipping point to Kansas City is special teams, and in a game like this, I think you got to kind of look at everything.
Lou, gamblew.com with us. So Lou, before we get you out of here, speaking of underdogs, so Chandler won as an underdog. Last weekend, guys, if you look, the four big events, Chandler wins as an underdog, Poirier wins as an underdog, Tampa Bay Buccaneers win as an underdog. The only one that didn't were my Buffalo Bills, Lou.
Yeah, but they had a great season. The quarterback chose a bad day not to really play his best game, but Kansas City defense did play a good game and confounded him. I'd be proud if I was a Bills fan, and I'd also be wary of that team next year because I think they're going to be coming after the championship with a chip on their shoulder.
LouGamblew.com. We love you, Lou. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, these guys, there's Lou coming back after the break. Ah, Lou loves the sparring session. He loves it.
Of course he's coming back.
Hey, I've been beat up on this show many times.
Now Lou, though, he's going to go tell his wife and his kids right now, I don't know why I do the show with these idiots. Oh, my blood pressure goes up. French, the idiot guy yells at me.
Difference of opinion is good, and we tend to agree more than we disagree, and then what are you going to do? I two fiery guys. I love it. It's all good.
I love it. I love having you on, Lou. You've always got a spot right here with us. Gamblew.com. Look forward to catching up next week, Lou. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, take guys. Care, good luck, everyone.
There's Lou.
You know what, Gabe? Here's the thing, though, and I like to, you know, when Lou was talking about Tampa Bay and maybe you can get that hook, the thing that really changes my opinion is I know Mahomes is slippery, but Aaron Rodgers is the master of the sidearm pass and all the other things, too. He does all the things that Mahomes did. And Tampa Bay, that defensive line, he didn't have time to do anything. Like, he was down on the ground before, and you said it wasn't just like a regular pass rush. It was like 1 second, 2 second, he's done. And if they do that again, I don't care if it's God, let alone Patrick Mahomes, you will not be able to do anything. I don't care how quick Tyreek Hill is, Hardman, any of these guys. He won't have time to get the ball out. That's why I kind of like, you said it, trenches. And I think Tampa's way better in the trenches. And remember, the Bills didn't really get to see when that line shifted. That game was a little bit different when Fisher went out. Say it happened at the start of the game. That's a first overall pick, man. I just think there's a lot of advantage with Tampa Bay from defensive line to offensive line.
Let's call it out for what it is. The Bills choked. They were overwhelmed. Choke's not the right word. They were little, they weren't, you know what, Cam, I think I put it in good terms after the game. I put it in music terms. I said the Buffalo Bills, imagine they're like a metal band, sort of like Metallica were on like Master of Puppets. You guys like your smash hit, you became stars. Yeah, you sold like 5 million records. You're selling out arenas. And then, you know what? Your manager got greedy and he booked you a stadium tour. And you couldn't do it. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa, we're not ready to fill up stadiums yet. The Buffalo Bills can sell out arenas. And they went from being a club band to you know what I mean? But it's like, it's hard to be U2. It's hard to be the Rolling Stones. It's hard to be Mahomes and the Chiefs. It's hard to get over that, but the Bills do have a bright future, but so do a lot of other teams, man. This stuff doesn't come easy. So I wanted to get into a couple of these picks that are coming up here, Cam, including Cavs. Cam's Cavs, yes, to cover against the Lakers the other night, and they're going to beat the Detroit Pistons tonight, Cam.
Love Cam's Cavs. I think it's a good pick, too. I was looking at them. I've already made a play for Dallas in the later game. You saw we got a couple injuries in that game. Donovan Mitchell for Utah is in concussion protocol. That's a huge loss. Gabe, and I got a prop for you, too. We'll talk about it. Take a look at the stats of Jeremy Lamb recently. He's a guy that's flying under the radar. He's been scoring points, and not a lot of people are talking about it. I know you'll have some props for me.
Oh, we've got props. We've got 9 basketball props, and we'll get down to business on the other side for these games that are coming up. You'll have time to get them in. They don't really tip off till about 7:05 or so, anyways, in the NBA. So we've props, and picks coming up next.
We are the first 24-hour network giving you the most extensive fantasy sports and odds coverage of all major sports. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gable Morency, throwing it down with a Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. All right, let's get down to business right now. Let's start off Detroit and Cleveland right now. Cams, Cavs. I like them this evening. All right, well, the Detroit Pistons have not won back-to-back games, guys, since January the 15th, 2020. So think about that. So last year, they didn't win back-to-back games until January. And then they didn't do it again, and they didn't shut things down until March. And now this year, they haven't won back-to-back games. Is that a trend or is that a fact? Right?
That's fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was talking about earlier. And I get it. I don't care about the male halftime performer stuff. But I do buy into this. Detroit have a hard time winning 2 games in a row. And now they're going on the road. And don't be fooled, guys, by Detroit's like prop success with them being a good team. All right? So give me Cleveland in this game. But our boy Ellington has been killing it with the threes. Unfortunately, they finally moved it up to 3.5. It's not 2.5 anymore. Man, it was free money at 2.5. But even at 3.5, he's gone over 3.5 three-point shots in his last 5 games. All right? So pretty impressive run he's on. So we're going over 3.5. It's plus money as well. I can live with Jeremy Grant, but I'm not in love with it. I do like Andre Drummond tonight over rebounds. So here are my early props for these games. Orlando. Vucevic has scored at least 24 points in 7 of his last 9 games. Give me over the 23.5. Sacramento are the worst team in the league against big men as well from a fantasy perspective. Give me Vucevic over 23.5 points. All right. My boy Evan Fournier, Cam. And you know, I've always been a Fournier guy. Fournier scored 94 points in every game since he's been back. And he's taking a ton of shots right now. It's 17.5. It's more than a fair number. Andre Drummond, we're going over rebounds tonight with Andre Drummond as well. We'll hit more picks on the other side, but we've got a bunch of NBA props. Cam's going to have some NHL picks for you. So for games coming up right now, Gordon Hayward over 22.5 points. Devontae Graham over 15.5 points. Evan Fournier over 17.5 or one more on the other side.
Seriously, we do this 24 hours a day, every day.
It's real.
And it's here. We've got to come up with a better name for it.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.